The name was Watson. Todd Monken named Deshaun Watson Cleveland's Week 1 starter on Monday, and Shedeur Sanders is the backup, per Scott Petrek at Brown Zone. Monken called the competition close, said Watson gives the offense the best chance to move the ball and score points in the opener at Jacksonville, and described the call as resting on the full body of work over the course of offseason, to training camp, to the games, per Petrak. His words on Sanders were warm and pointed at the horizon. He was awesome, understands what's really in front of him, more of a long-term decision. Asked whether fan opinion factored in, Monken said, absolutely not, per Petrak. The reaction is part of the record too. Petrak published an analysis the next day arguing the decision doesn't make sense for present or future, his case being that Watson turns 31 next month, is in the final year of his contract, hasn't played at a Pro Bowl level since 2020, and that Sanders has been the better player on the field since the latter part of the offseason program. That last claim is Petrak's reading of the summer, not a statistic, and we pass it along as exactly that. Nationally, Zachary Perellas at CBS Sports called the Watson pick the wrong one, even if it's right in a football sense. Both dissents sit on the record next to Monken's reasoning. We're reporting them, not picking one. Neither quarterback played Thursday's finale, per Petrak. The roster behind the decision took shape Sunday. Sanders is one of three quarterbacks on the 53, per the team's announcement at clevelandbrowns.com, with rookie sixth-rounder Talen Green, the number three, per Petrak, and Dylan Gabriel opening the season on injured reserve with a back injury, designated for return and out at least four games, also per Petrak. As reported, that is the whole room. Watson, Sanders, and a sixth-round rookie behind them. Back in June, we said the flashes were real and the job was the question, that his case required winning a competition the reporting leaned against. Last week's episode ended by observing the reporting had stopped leaning. That was accurate about the reporting, and it was not a prediction of the call, and the call went the other way. The eight straight completions to open his first start are now the closing argument of an August that, in the Beat's own reading, he won without winning the job. What his file holds is a backup role, a coach on record calling him the long-term decision, and a thin room behind the starter. We'll be watching as Week 1 arrives. Data via NFL Verse.